I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the 3-1 victory over Fylde. Mark, you want a reaction after the Boston game? You certainly got it tonight.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago. You know, the lads have been really frustrated with not being able to get out and get that one out of the system, so to speak. And yeah, I think, you know, you could tell tonight that they were really keen to get out there and keen to put that one to bed and put in a really good, strong, disciplined performance. You know, we didn't set the world on fire, but, you know, we're playing the side that are odds on favourite to win this league, and we've done a good job and got a really good win.
How important was the introduction of Liam Dickinson to tonight's performance and the return of Adam Boyes?
Yeah, we had, you know, a few back really. Danny Hall coming back from his loan spell as well. You know, I thought the front two linked up really well, Dicko and Boyes. Not just in possession, but out of possession as well. You know, they did what we asked them to do in terms of stopping them playing, restricting how they could play against us. So that worked really well. Boise gets his Predators type goal, and Dicko were a real focal point for us, and you know, won a lot of aerial battles. He got hold of the ball for us and linked the play up really well. So yeah, pleasing really. Danny Hall coming back in as well, slotting alongside Danny Ellis. They looked solid and strong back there. Just the last 15 minutes, maybe the lack of game time that we had over the last few weeks, you could just tell in the lads' legs it was you know, just struggling to see it through. But, you know, the game will have done everyone a world of good. There's no substitute for match fitness, and we've got through tonight, and it's a massive 3 points for us.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, after the Boston game, we sort of felt that it was a playoff situation for us this season. It was very despondent. Does that change a perspective in your mind at all after tonight's result?
I think we've just got to concentrate on ourselves and just picking up wins at the moment. I think there's been too much worrying about what other teams do and, you know, who's done this and who's done that. We concentrate on ourselves. We've got a lot of games coming up, and we've seen what can happen when you build up that momentum and head of steam. You know, you can pick up a lot of points and make a move quite quickly. So all the focus is on Saturday in Hensford now. Look forward to that game. But yeah, you know, going back to the Boston, when you watch it back, and you know, 5-1 was quite a harsh scoreline on us. So it's been difficult for the lads. It's been a really frustrating place to be, and so desperate to get out and put it right. And yeah, please for everyone really concerned that we've managed to go out and do that, and do it, you know, quite a headline making kind of way against the you know, team that have been the best side in the league really so far this year.
So, like you say, it's a tough period of games this. Hensford, again, another promotion-chasing side themselves on Saturday. You look forward to that one. It's going to be another tough game.
Yeah, it's funny how the fixtures work. You know, that's a top three that we've played them all home and away now. The bottom three have only played one game against, you know, out of the six fixtures against them. So we've not got many games left against the teams that are up there in and around us. So we've got to make sure that we capitalise on taking points off teams that we're going to be challenging with, because we won't have that opportunity later on. So Hensford have you know, they had a few injuries early on this season and struggled to get going. But they've come, you know, got players back and they've been on a really good run recently, and they've pulled themselves right up into it again. So it'd be very difficult. It always is against Hensford. I've never beaten them as a manager. You know, we've had a few experiences down there. But no, the lads should be going into it with confidence and, you know, that belief that we can win games and get another run going again.
Thanks, Matt.